It's a WIP afternoon show. Ike Reese, I'm Spike Eskin. We are at Cheekies and Pete's on Packer Ave. It is draft week. Enjoy all the pro football draft coverage at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. Cheekies and Pete's, online at cheekiesandpetes.com. Jack Fritz not with us today, but we did have to do some investigating, and we do have a piece of Jack Fritz audio to play in about 30 minutes that I think is going to change things.
Okay.
It is a big piece of audio. Big piece of audio. Like.
Okay.
Big piece of audio. We had to do some.
I love when I don't know what you're talking about.
We had to do some investigating, bring out the magnifying glass. But we did some reporting. That'll be in about a half an hour. And next, Charles Barkley, very unhappy with some of the things that happened last night in Philadelphia. But before that, every week we do a little segment called Memory Bank. It's 20 years of Citizens Bank Park, and we're sharing some of the best memories, some of the best sound. Memory Bank is sponsored by Matt Blatt Mitsubishi. Give Matt Blatt an at-bat. It is time for the Memory Bank.
Two balls, two strikes to Bryce Harper. Suarez delivers. Swing and a drive. Left field. It's deep. It's going.
Yes!
And it is gone!
Yes! Yes!
It is bedlam at the bank as Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on top!
Are you kidding me?
His 10th career home run in the postseason. And he may never hit a bigger one.
October 23rd, 2022. Now, this is one that I was interested in asking you about because I was not...
Still gives me chills.
Well, I got chills hearing it.
Yeah.
And what a great job by Fransky in L.A. Mm. We talk about it all the time, but they are the best in the business. You know, it is not just them individually, but is the relationship between them. And as a broadcaster for 30 years, hearing them find their spots and do it exactly the right way is amazing for me. Now, obviously, I saw the game, mm-hmm. but I was not in Philadelphia. I was, you know, up in New York doing my previous job. So it was fun when I saw it, but I don't think for me when it happened, I wasn't in the middle of it like you guys were. Just curious what that sound brings back for you emotionally and what it was like to see it and feel it and hear it that night.
I still, anytime I hear that highlight, the Reese Hoskins home run where he slammed the bat.
Yep.
Like that playoff run is some of the best Philadelphia sports moments that I've experienced in my 26, 27 years of being here. That 2022 run, it seemed like they were destined to win the World Series. I mean, that hit right there in the bottom of the eighth, it was one of those crazy days with the weather. I wasn't at the game, so I'm watching it, and I wishing that I was there in that moment. And it seemed like the whole city shook at the same time. It's like you can almost feel everybody rejoicing and celebrating and fist bumping and high-fiving. You can almost feel it collectively in the Delaware Valley, man. I don't know if I felt ever before anything here. Maybe the Super Bowl, when we won the Super Bowl that night, when we realized the ball hit the ground and everybody rejoiced. But that home run as it was leaving the park, oh my goodness, man. You couldn't have told me at that time they weren't going to win the World Series.
There is something about the runs of the last 2 years that makes when that team gets on a run and things like that, they feel inevitable. And it seems impossible that they would go on the runs they went on the last 2 years and not win a World Series one of those 2 years.
Yeah.
And we do have, in this city, we do have an affection for certain teams that were great but did not go all the way. Iverson Sixers, yep. 93 Phillies, yep. You know. And I actually don't know if there's an Eagles team that we feel that may – you'd have to go back to Buddy probably
sure.
to think yeah. about a team that didn't win it but had that sort of, you know, feel about it.
Well, they loved us until we lost four straight.
But that's – yeah. They love that team, but there's yeah. there's one of, there isn't one of those teams I don't think
that sticks out.
That
yeah.
sticks like one of those other teams.
Not in any positive way anyway.
No. But I think the 22 Phillies, that moment and that run
yeah.
– to a little bit, to a lesser extent last year because it was less of a surprise and they didn't go as far. Mm-hmm. But there is something about the momentum of those teams that feels different than any other baseball team I think I've ever watched.
I loved it, man. I agree. And that includes the teams that won the World Series and went to back-to-back World Series. That run from 2022, the moments, the theater, from when you look at the behind-the-scenes stuff about Reese struggling and being booed at times, you know, that's where that bat spike came from. That was the whole...
Oh, he was getting booed.
Oh, yeah. Well, he certainly was getting criticized.
Got it.
So, like, it came from that to sort of shut people up who had been being critical of him.
I didn't live, you know, I've moved away before. I lived in Chicago for a couple years. I lived in L.A. for a year. I went to college in, I lived in Los Angeles.
USC,
I lived in Syracuse, all that kind of stuff. There was something about watching that team not being here that really made me miss being here.
Yeah.
You know, there's something about the way that Philadelphia, I've talked a lot of trash about Knicks fans, blah, blah, blah. This is not a negative about New York at all. But there's something specifically about Philadelphia, the way that the community feels like they are part of the sports teams and it matters to everybody. Like, that home run mattered to everybody.
Man.
And it doesn't – maybe Boston, I don't know, because they're a one-team town for all the sports and they love sports a lot. But I don't think there's another city in America where everybody cares in a way that this city cared about that Phillies team and cares about when the Eagles, when they're rolling. It is a very special thing that I think is very particular to Philadelphia.
And the best part about that run was – it had erased a decade of not being in the playoffs. So the fans came out in droves that postseason.
Right.
I mean, that's what made it really cool. It was like Red October is back. We hadn't experienced this in 10 years, over 10 years. And, man, like a light switch, when they knocked off, who was it, St. Louis, I believe, was the first team we knocked off in the wild card to get past them. From that point on, the fan, it was crazy here from a fan base standpoint. We hadn't had that love for baseball being shown around here in over a decade.
From an emotional standpoint, when I first started dating my wife, one of the things that she loved the Phillies, went to all the games or whatever, but it was the memories of going to, we would find bars that nobody would go to and watch the playoffs in those bars.
Yeah.
And it brought back that era. It brought back 09 was when when we started, you know, dating. I actually watched her get in a screaming match with a Yankee fan at a bar. because
that's when you knew she was the one.
Yeah, the Delco came out in her. Like, I said something. That I think a Yankees player hit a home run, and I told the person to sit down, and they yelled back at me, and she stood up and put her chest out. And I was like, all right, little Delco, you relax. We will hear from Charles Barkley next about what he had to say about what happened last night. A little critical about what happened right after we talked to Andy in Deptford. You're on WIP.
Oh, my guys. What's good?
Yo.
Andy.
Mike, you was talking about your YouTube board on receivers. Aduze was the third receiver taken, not the second. You had Harrison. Giants took Malik Neighbors.
I thought about it.
Yeah, that's right. He was the third. You're right.
Yep. Good call.
And then as far as with A.J. Brown, I mean, I want to hit on the draft, but quickly with him. I mean, you heard so much drama in the offseason that was all fabricated, you know, whether it was fraction in the locker room, A.J.'s not cool with Cameron anymore, all this other things. I mean, I think, you know, that was this awful gazy. You know, maybe A.J. doing all these things, you know, like in Patriots, maybe this was just all a play by A.J. to get the contract. Like, I don't think A.J. was ever going anywhere. I mean, you had Dan Graziano. This guy gets paid. Yesterday before the draft, he's saying, oh, don't be surprised. The Eagles get a wide receiver in the first round. I mean, it just blows my mind, some of the crap that comes out of these people's mouths.
Well, you know,
I don't know how you guys feel about that.
First of all, I don't think – I truly don't believe that the A.J. stuff is fabricated. If you're saying it's fabricated, you're saying people are making it up. I just don't think it's true. I don't think that people are making it up. when reports like that consistently happen in different places, especially nationally, it means they are being told things from within the Eagles. That, and I'm not accusing anyone of leaking anything, but they had ample op- both Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown have had ample opportunity to say, this is not true, we are good, and nobody has said that. So that's the first thing. And the second thing, as far as, you know, Dan Graziano, whoever, reporting something, it's entirely possible that the Eagles wanted it out there that they were thinking of trading up for a receiver as a negotiation tactic with A.J. Brown. Like, you know, both this comes from both sides. A.J. Brown could be trying to manipulate his way into a contract by following Patriots and leaking rumors, da-da-da-da-da, to get a contract. But on their side, they need to manage the public opinion and manage messaging that way as well. So I look, all's well that ends well. He has an extension. It's all good. But I also I don't think all of this, while not rock solid truth, whatever that means, I also don't think it's fabricated or fake. Fabricated or fake.
I feel some of that, but I think I feel some of that, but I feel as though if they were concerned with the locker room, they wouldn't have extended him. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, everybody was saying, who's the real snitch in the locker room? You look at AJ is still here, Hassan's gone, and last time I checked, the Jets haven't given him an extension.
Who's a snitch about what?
About Hassan going to get paid. Like, he ain't get paid. I don't know about, maybe not snitch, but maybe that may have been the locker room issue. The guy that they got rid of. And you know what I'm saying? If he was that much of a good locker room guy, you would think the Jets would have extended him. Like, he didn't get extended. So, you know, I think, you know, he wanted out of here, but he didn't get anything when he went to the Jets. They're still making him play out that contract if he wants to get paid.
If the Jets give him a new contract, then what would that say?
I mean, you look at what we're doing.
Well, no. I'm just talking about the Jets. You said you're basing something based off what the Jets didn't do. So I'm just saying, if they were to give Hassan a contract next week, would that then change your mind about everything?
What'd you say now? What'd you say about the Jets if they
give Hassan Reddick a contract?
Yeah, but if they were going to give him a contract, most contracts when guys get traded, most guys when they get traded, they iron out the contract immediately, right away. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that would maybe change my opinion a little bit, but I don't foresee Hassan Reddick getting an extension.
Okay,
because I think if he would have gotten it, he wouldn't have gotten it by now. We're talking about Joe Douglas, a guy familiar with Hassan Reddick.
Yeah,
you know, I think he's going to be an outsider that don't know his game, don't know his age, don't know his skill set. This is a guy that's been in-house with Hassan Reddick. So, like I said, if he was going to get the contract extension.
Your phone keeps going in and out.
Andy's going in and out.
I really can't see where he's drawing the parallel with the.
He's sort of saying that maybe it's possible. I've never seen the way that people talk about A.J. Brown. I've never seen anything like it. It's possible that he was an issue and he won't be an issue moving forward.
Right.
It's certainly possible. It's possible that Reddick was. And by the way, I do think Reddick is going to get an extension, but that is what it is. We will hear from Charles Barkley right after we hear from Mike a lot. We're going to hear from Mike specifically right now.
Hey, $439 a month. That's what I heard. Yep, that's what my guys down at Elite Acura told me when I asked, how much would it cost to lease an all-new 2024 Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive during Acura's Spring Into Performance event? Now they're offering a $1,000 Acura loyalty appreciation offer to sweeten the deal. Not only is the RDX one of the sleekest new SUVs I've seen hit the market in years, but the super handling all-wheel drive takes it to a whole new level, and that's just the car that first caught my eye. Now through the end of April, they're offering unbelievable offers on their entire inventory. Even the new 2024 Acura MDX with super handling all-wheel drive, you can lease it for just $499 a month with a $1,500 Acura loyalty appreciation offer. And if you're in the market for a new car, you have to get down to Elite Acura today while these offers last. Head over to Route 73 North in Maple Shade. Tell them Ike sent you, or shop online at EliteAcura.com, or give them a call at 567-908-0528 for offer details.
Now, if you were watching the Sixers game last night, it may have appeared as if based on the sound in the arena or the looks of the fans and the crowd, that the game was in New York.
New York.
There were a lot of Knicks. I was not in the building. I was watching the game on TV, but there were a lot of Knicks fans there, and from the couple of people I spoke to who were in the building, they said it was actually startling how many Knicks fans were there. Charles Barkley talked about it last night on TNT.
I'm disgusted.
Disgusted at what?
All those Knicks fans there. This Philadelphia is a
100 miles away.
I don't give a damn. We're the Philadelphia 76. You can't have them people in your building making all that noise.
Sounds like a home game for New York.
It does. Yeah. It really sounds like a home game for the Knicks. I am so disappointed.
Well, you guys have to stop.
I guarantee you, them people in New York wouldn't sell Sixers tickets.
Well, people
come
want
on,
money.
Man.
So there's Charles. You know, we talked about it a bit ago. I understand the hometown pride, but I believe that at this point with the Sixers, they have had enough issues over the years where it is on the team to make sure that people don't, you know, like back in the Iverson days.
Yeah.
The Lakers, they were playing the Lakers in the finals.
Yep, I was there.
You know, Lakers fans are all over the place.
Yep.
I was going to say they travel well, but they live here. So
I was going to say, yeah, a lot of them are here.
Now, when the Sixers are not good, there's a lot of Lakers fans in the building.
I've been there too, yeah.
But when Iverson and that team was the toast of the town, I bet you people did not sell their tickets. I bet you that it was 99% Sixers fans in there. And the truth is that if you...
It's probably 75%.
Okay, 75. Yeah. But that's even... Yeah. Whatever. It's
well, because those damn Laker fans, they find a way in there.
They do. I think it is on the team at this point. These tickets are so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
People's time is so valuable that it is on the team to make it feel like I cannot miss this game. I have to be there. I can't sell my ticket. I don't care how much it is. And I don't think that the Sixers this year or the first two games of this season have put people in a position where they're like, I can't miss it.
Yeah.
So as it was disheartening for me to watch. It was embarrassing to a certain extent.
I'm glad I was doing the draft. I couldn't really get locked in on it.
Dude, it was outrageous. So much so, I actually think the worse than how loud they were for the Knicks is how hard it made it for Sixers fans to be loud when they needed to.
Right.
There wasn't that overwhelming wave when Embiid hit the third three of the third quarter that you would expect.
Yeah.
So, but I do think that win last night puts game four in a different position, and I would be disappointed if it was the same way on Sunday.
It's three teams that I'm always leery of when they come here to play, that their fans could take over or at least make sure that they're heard. Boston,
yep.
New York, and L.A.
Yes.
Those are the three teams.
And by the way, Boston and L.A. are mostly people living here.
Yeah. I swear, man. When it was the game. I think it was the game you rang the bell. Was that a Celtics game?
Ooh. That was a Knick game.
That was a Knick game. Okay.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, that was the last time I was down there. And it was a lot of Knicks fans in the building that night. I went to see them when they played the Celtics last year. And I'm like, man, where's all these damn Boston Celtic jerseys coming from?
Well, the thing about Celtics fans that live in Philly, I'm going to paint you the picture. Here's what it is. White guy, pale, wearing a Sixers jersey, or a Celtics jersey, without a T-shirt underneath, so yeah. Arms showing.
Yep.
Poorly done cross tattoo on one arm. Maybe a Pearl Jam tattoo on his calf. And that's what they all look
like. Celtic fan right there.
Oh,
she's proud
no.
of it. She's proud of it.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, she's proud of being a Celtic fan.
A Celtic fan.
She's like, yeah, I'm a Celtic fan.
What the hell, man? Well, she did not look like the person I just described.
No, she
but
did
Well, most
not.
Of them do. 215-592-9494. Do you believe in Embiid? What did you think of the pick last night? Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP.
Wow. Ike, Spike, and rehearsal dinner replacement Jack, whoever that is today.
That is Ben. Ben's
I don't
in
care.
Dude, if you were doing producer credits and rankings, he had to drop 10 points today on that.
Jack lost a lot of credit. But Nick, I'm telling you, in about 10 minutes, we have a piece of Jack audio that's going to change it.
Dude, I'm locked in. And I can't believe you finished off the Boston fan with this. Not a PJ tattoo.
Sorry.
Like Dropkick Murphys or something. Anyway, talking sports. Listen, I was shocked at what I heard. I was calling about MB, but I was shocked that I heard those those fans, those Knickerbockers down here, man. That was insane. When he hit, when Embiid hit that three, I thought it was going to sound like when the Knicks hit that game-leading three-pointer with 7.6 seconds to go.
Yeah, it did not sound like that.
It sounded unbelievable. Now, Ike, I heard you last night. Great show last night with Glenn, who's retiring. And you're right. Howie better be right on the pick. But I love the pick. You know why I definitely love the pick? Because there's questions about he came from Toledo and hasn't played top-notch, you know, wide receivers in, say, the ACC or SEC. But they said when he got to the combine and they matched him up against all the best wide receivers, they wanted to see if he could play press man, because that was a question, if he could play press man and if he could play bigger receivers. And they say he balled out, and that's why he got bumped up to number one.
Yep.
So
you meant the Senior Bowl, the Senior Bowl, not the combine.
I meant the Senior Bowl. Right. Yeah. When we went to the Senior Bowl, people who are leery about if he was really that good, they said, line up, kid. Line up and see what you can do. Now, the A.J. Brown thing, I'm going to have to disagree with Andy a little bit. Ike, I've said this since right before Spike came down. Spike, I was saying this. There's something there, Spike. I agree with you. There's definitely something there. Now, just because they paid him because they feel like that's been squashed. But there's something in the water. What A.J. or Jalen, or maybe it was Hassan, there was definitely... That green water got stinky for a while up there. So let's just hope that they put enough, you know, chlorine and pellets in the water and it's all clean, unlike your sewer pipes the other day. So great show, fellas. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for the call, man. You know, and by the way.
Yeah, by the way, the sewer pipes and everything has been fixed.
Yeah.
Basement is not necessarily back to where it was. Oh. That's going to take a little while.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But they're working on it.
Yes, they are. I don't even want to put out the – I told you already. But the price of what this is going to cost, thank God.
Insurance.
I have insurance, yes.
Renee let you off the hook about it? Yeah.
She did. Only thing she's upset about is that it's interrupted her working out sort of schedule.
That's fair.
Yes, because she can't go down there and get her workout in.
And it's your fault. So
I don't know if it's my fault, but
you know,
I guess I didn't adhere to the warnings.
It's somebody's fault. It's got to be somebody's fault.
That's true.
You know, the thing that Ken said, the thing I want to be clear about with AJ and Jalen, whatever was going on, doesn't mean it has to go on forever.
Sure.
You know, they're adults, you know, like they can work through it. They're professionals. They don't have to be best friends, none of that. And they can squash whatever it was. Like, there's no reason that what was happening before needs to happen moving forward. And hopefully the extension is the first step on the way to resolving whatever was going on there.
Yeah, all I know is that the two of them in 2022 were seemingly inseparable. That's all I know. And anybody that watched this team last year, you can't tell me you got the same feeling that you had in the first year with these two. So I don't know what's going on. You want to tell me it's nothing? Okay, I take you at your word that it's nothing. But don't tell me everything is as it always has been.
Yeah, it's different than it was.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
I haven't seen any FaceTime videos of you guys just thrilled to talk to each other lately.
So, you know, so I still haven't seen any video of them working out together this offseason.
Hmm. Coming up next.
I've seen video of them individually working out.
But not together.
But not together.
And they one guy does throw to the other guy. It might be helpful. Might be helpful. So coming up next, not only do we – now Jack Fritz is out today. Mm-hmm. But we do have the top 5 at 5 coming up with Ben Kenny. But
it's always interesting.
And I'm sorry, Ben, but even more important, we have a shocking piece of Jack Fritz audio. It's going to change everything. That is next on the Afternoon Show, 94 WIP.